early 50s.
Mm-hmm.
I finished Northwestern in 1953.
Mm-hmm.
It's a five-year program because of the co-op thing. You're spending half your time after the first year not in school.
Mm-hmm.
So I finished, and I won a National Science Foundation scholarship. My father got to Leavenworth because he was a... all of our family lives in Tennessee between Nashville and Clarksville. I'm related to everybody in any graveyard there. So my family all were hill country farmers,
mm-hmm.
scratching a living from mostly granite covered with a little bit of topsoil. My dad was a school teacher, except that, you know, when the needs of the farm were more important than all the kids that were supposed to be in school were out there doing whatever they had to do. 1931, the state of Tennessee decided to reduce the salaries of their... He taught in a one-room schoolhouse. I've got a picture of it over there. I'll show you in a minute. It's, if you've read now... Let's praise famous men or something.
Praise famous men, I think. Yeah, right.
Let us all now praise famous men
one
or something. James Agee and Walker Evans.
Right, exactly.
This photograph could have been done by Walker Evans.
Mm-hmm.
I'll show it to you. The white part of that, I mean, it was real hard.
Mm-hmm.
They reduced his salary from $50 a month to $35 a month. I wasn't yet born. I have an older brother. He said, I can't support my family on this. So he applied for a job in the civil service, thinking I'll get on the post office, get in the post office in Nashville. Those days, if you did well on the test, which he did, they just clipped, you know, took the top guy and clipped his score and resume to the next job, and the next job was in Leavenworth. They said, you want it or not? He says, sure. Can you shoot a gun? He's talking to a Tennessee farm boy. Yeah, I can shoot a gun. Otherwise, I would have gone to Vanderbilt, you know, sort of a little, or if I'd have come to Alcatraz, maybe I'd have gone to Stanford. So that gets me through my undergraduate. You can understand, I interpolated that because my dad, I had a job offer from RCA graduating, and my dad's advice was, you know, just take the job, start working. 35 years later, I mean, you know, that's what you did. That's why I'd gone to college, is to be able to get a good job,
mm-hmm.
which is true. Well, I had a National Science Foundation scholarship for 1 year. That's what you got. And I could go anywhere
mm-hmm.
with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an advisor who's said, well, you know, you really need to go do at least a master's degree. You should do a PhD, but you should do at least a master's degree. And I said, so I'd applied at MIT, Caltech, and Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
And I had offers elsewhere, but those are the places I was interested in. And so he said, I said, well, so what should I do? And he said, well, you know, Caltech isn't really an engineering school, it's a science school. I mean, this is him talking. Whatever the reality is or was, is something else maybe, but he said, it's, you know, you'll go there, you'll do fine, but you know, I don't think it's the right place for you. He said, and MIT is too traditional in the way they do things. And he came to Stanford, and he said, and this big smile came over his face. He said, you know, at that time, 1953, he said, probably Stanford isn't as good in terms of the quality of the faculty and all that kind of stuff as MIT and Caltech. So, but there's something about the place that's different, and I think you will like it. And, you know, I asked him what it was, and today he would have said, well, it's entrepreneurial. You know, 1953, HP was 17 years old or something like that, and Terman's interest in building something here was, you know, sort of, there was a certain degree of amused forbearance in the rest of the world, and HP was pretty small. And, you know, what were we doing trying to do this when there was general radio and all that kind of stuff? And, you know, MIT was the epitome of everything. But there was something about Stanford that that my advisor thought I would enjoy. So I came. And I took it, so I, you know, finished my master's degree and got an extension of the NSF grant for a couple of years. You had to take the test every year then. Nowadays you don't. You get 3 years at a pop. But then it was every year you recompete. So it was, you know, a little bit uncertain.